So, Dan, help me understand. What does Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter mean for the platform? And you know, it's interesting to me. I know that there are people on, that there are conservatives and Republicans who are celebrating this, and there are liberals and people on the left who are, you know, running around scared out of their minds about what this could potentially mean. I find that fascinating because, as Kara Swisher pointed out on CBS Mornings this morning, the majority of people are not on Twitter. As I've been saying for a long time now, I only know people that are in D.C. or in the media bubble or people who like to make a lot of noise that are on Twitter. I don't know anyone in my family. And I have a lot. I have teen, you know, my nephews are teen boys, you know, preteens and you know, about to go to college. They're not on Twitter. They think it's for old people and insiders. So explain to me the strategy here and why you see the consternation or the exuberation from some in the political sphere.
Glad Twitter is for old people and insiders. Look, that's a reality. Twitter is not the largest social network in the world, but it is, at least in our world, it's the most influential. It's the most important social network. What Musk really bought was, just like we had a celebrity president, now we have celebrity CEOs. He really bought himself influence and power. So it doesn't really matter that Twitter isn't the biggest social network in the world. That's not what the competition is. The competition that Elon is in is for influence. It's for power. It is to make himself the most buzzy CEO in the world. And he did that by buying Twitter.